Blog Talk Radio.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
by the Unknown Radio Network, consisting of the very best selection of paranormal internet radio shows anywhere on the web. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Unknown Radio Network.
Of Unknown Paranormal, and joining me tonight is Jody Park. She is back on air, and also Mr. Matt Masaryk from Chicago Paranormal Research is also on the line with us.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm getting feedback from somewhere. I'm trying to figure out where.
Uh-oh, it might be me.
Now it's more of an echo. Anyway.
Is this better?
There we go. That's better.
Yeah, I had you on speaker. Oh.
You should know by now.
I know. I just like to hear that, the intro, you know, with the bodies hit the floor. I want to bang my head, so I put it on mute. Sing.
Hey, real quick, Jody, how's your son doing?
Oh, my God. Poor thing. You know, he's such a retard. When he was in eighth grade, it was his first day second day at a new school. And he was spinning around in the hall, and his foot didn't go with him, so he dislocated his knee. And so that was the first injury. And then like a year and a half later, he was in school, and he was getting up from his desk, and all he did was just hit his knee wrong, and it popped back out. So he dislocated his knee twice, and you literally could just move his kneecap from side to side. Like, it just had no support. And, so he had to have knee surgery last Thursday and the doctor said that the incision was only going to be like 3 inches long, and they were going to put a screw in, and the cut is like 7 inches long. It's gigantic. So he's in a lot of pain, and he's not going to be able to walk for about 3 months. And it's going to be 9 months before he has a full recovery with 6 months of physical therapy. So he's in a lot of pain, and I'm just pumping him with drugs right now, and he's just, like, telling me the craziest stories about Jell-O coming out of his butt, and, like, Jell-O was just pouring out of my butt, and it was everywhere. I was like, here's some more. But, yeah, he's it's going to be a long recovery, you know. It's been really sad to see him just this way. And my mentor of Mineral Springs over in Alton, Illinois, she's in her 70s, and she just yesterday had both of her knees redone. So I can only imagine, like, I mean, what do you do with people that have both of them? They can't even walk. They can't even get out of bed. Do you keep them in the hospital, like, to a cast? Like, how does that work, you know, like that? So I've got to be grateful that it's just one knee, you know, and not two. And thank you for asking. He's in a lot of pain, and it's going to be a long recovery. But he's young, and he will bounce back. So we will get through it. But I'm completely exhausted from slaving over him, you know.
Did he tear his MCL?
No, he dislocated his kneecap twice, so it tore everything. And so he had, like, no support whatsoever holding that kneecap together. So I guess that would be, like, the ligaments. But I don't know.
Yeah.
They put a screw in there to keep it all in place for a while, but he can have the screw removed eventually. So this is just a disgusting conversation. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how people do medical stuff, because, like, me personally, I don't like blood. Blood will make me faint. Ugh. Yeah. There's one of my fears. I don't fear too much, but I don't like blood. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Wow.
So, Kevin.
Wow, God, lots of moment of silence tonight.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Here.
So, Kevin, hold on, I want to ask you. So you're filming something tomorrow night. What are you filming?
It's not really filming. I'm going to be interviewed on Para Encounters Network, and their interviews is through Skype, which means I actually have to be on video. So I have to be on my best behavior over here, because people can see me as I'm talking and being interviewed. So, yeah.
Are you
going to
wear a suit? Or
you get how I dress every day when I come home from work, in a T-shirt and shorts. That's it.
There you go.
Here, I got one for you. piece of electrical tape over the webcam. Works every time. I don't know what's wrong with the video feed.
But yeah, and just a quick moment to say that all of our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families in Boston and everybody that was affected, because that was just crazy. I watched CNN for most of the evening last night and watched it again right before I got on air. So,
You know what? I haven't watched TV since yesterday, so I'm clueless. I've not been on the internet other than just like some stuff from my phone. So I don't know anything. Has anything been discovered of what went down?
From right now, the verification is they did find remains of a pressure cooker, which Al-Qaeda uses it a lot in their terrorist attacks. It's basically a pressure cooker bomb with gunpowder, and it's packed full of nails, ball bearings, whatnot, so it's got a lot of projectile. And,
okay, then I saw that, okay, I know an 8-year-old died. Was it a boy or a girl? Because I saw somebody say something about it being a boy, and then I saw somebody say something about it being a girl. And literally, like I said, I have not watched anything, so I am clueless.
It's a boy. They've actually revealed his name, and they're having a visual tonight. His dad and brother did get injured, but his mother and sister were also injured. The sister lost one of her legs, and they're talking about having to remove the other now. So that family is going to, and she was a dancer as well. So, you know, that's just horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What the
so,
hell? That is just
I hope they find whoever did it. And, when it comes to stuff like this, I guess I'm just a little bit mean, but I think it needs to go back to old school days. You need to die the same way you killed your victims, you know? And no prison time, nothing, you know? Just make you suffer just like everybody else, but that's just me. I totally agree.
Like, I wish they would torture people and, like, hang them. Go back to hanging people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Like, you know what I mean? I think that people would probably, not want to commit such harsh crimes if they knew that they were going to die in a, you know.
Right.
Not like,
and,
but, you know, they get to sit on death row forever. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, if it was, so this was Al-Qaeda type of bombing.
They don't know.
Thing.
Yeah, well, they said they use that, but they've also put out there on the internet of how to make these type of bombs. So anybody
right.
in America could have done it as well. To this point, they do not know if it's foreign or domestic. They have no clue whatsoever right now at this point.
Suck if we don't find out, you know?
Yeah.
That was just like... Because, I mean, to find out would, you know, it will be interesting to see what, if we do find out that it was, you know, a terroristic attack, what, you know, our president will do, how he will retaliate because, you know, or will he not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just,
it's
one of those things. This year has just been crazy with the amount of stuff that's just been going on in our country, not including what's going on across the world, but just stuff that happens to us over here, you know, it's getting out of hand. And also for you football fans out there, Mr. Pat Summerall passed away today. So, that's a sad time as well. I grew up listening to old Pat Summerall commentate Dallas Cowboy games. So we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to their family as well.
Yeah.
Those are my announcements for tonight.
Okay, well, I have some announcements.
Go for it, Jody.
If I can have the floor. Well, exciting news, and I know everybody makes fun of my people on my ghost story, but I did an episode with my son, and he got to tell his story about the first location that I took him to and his experiences, and that will air this Saturday night. And I'm really excited about that. And I actually just got contacted by a location today that contacted me and asked me if I had any good evidence because they got contacted by my ghost story. And so they contacted me and asked me if I got anything. I said, oh, my God, I got so much stuff I haven't released on the location. And so I think that Phil Summers and I are going to do another episode of My Ghost Story and share the evidence that we got for a location. So we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. can you leak out what the actual location is or no?
I'd rather not say yet. You know, I like to be a girl of mystery sometimes. You know,
yeah.
I got a lot of freaking secrets, okay? And they will slowly be dropped.
Yeah. Damn it, Jody. You got to leave.
You know
leave
what? I've learned to just keep my freaking mouth shut, you know? Keep it on the down low because the paranormal field is pretty nutty, Matt.
Yeah.
I've had people
really?
Try to destroy my freaking projects because they found out about them. You know what I mean? Mm. And they did. You know, I've had people destroy certain projects because they can't handle it. And I'm talking even people on TV, okay, that are coming after me.
I have never heard of anything like that. What is this?
Oh, you know what? I
can
write. you know who Justin Chase Mullen is?
Yes.
Okay. He's my psychic, my go-to psychic. And he keeps telling me to write a book because I have experienced the craziest stuff in the paranormal field. I mean, I have the most bizarre stories. And I've been in it for a really long time, but nobody knew who I was. Uh-oh, we have a daughter here. I know. Hold on, I'm going on mute.
So, it seems like Kevin is screening, and she's on mute, so you got me for a minute. But no, I'm actually really excited for. We got him back. Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I was screening Paul. It's our guest. So
yeah, you were screening our the great guest for the evening, Lana Starr. Jody went on mute to talk to her daughter, and you were in screening. So I was left to just talk about absolutely nothing.
Well, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to read a little bit about Lana before we bring her on. It's a little bit different type of show tonight. You know, it's not necessarily dealing with what we normally talk with, but I love talking to people that are in the entertainment industry as well. And so our guest this week is Lana Starr. She's the former world champion of women of wrestling. She's a model and also actress. Lana has been on cover or inside of over 70 magazines and been in over 30 calendars. She has been in numerous commercials and been in music videos such as Kid Rock's American Badass, Good Charlotte, The Anthem, Tommy Lee's Method of Mayhem, Get Naked. She was on NBC show Las Vegas and was also a lingerie football player for the New York Euphoria when they won the world championship of the lingerie football league. Lana is she wrestled on UPN and has been the longest title holder and also appeared on WWE Raw. She has done numerous things for Playboy. She was a co-star in the movie Iron Man opposite Robert Downey Jr. She also has been on the cover for such bands as Hinder And you can find out more about Lana on our website, www.absolutelana.com. So we're going to get her on the air now.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. Hey, Lana.
Hey, that makes me sound way busier than I am. I was like, yeah, that's a lot. But I don't want to be, I seem to have a lot of free time.
Yeah, that's why on the Facebook plug for the show that I did, I put a little bit and then I put, and way more. I didn't have time to type it all out. It was literally the intro for the show was playing. So I couldn't go through all that. I typed fast, but not that fast.
That's funny. How are you all today?
Oh, doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, good. Excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of try to have different guests and different type shows. We're in the paranormal, so we do, you know, a lot of that stuff as well. But, you know, from time to time, we get people that are in other aspects out there in the world. So we love talking to people.
Cool. Sounds fun.
So tell everybody about yourself a little bit, where you're from originally and when you first started getting your career going.
Well, I'm from California, and I basically started right out of high school doing acting and modeling, then got into the wrestling, and was on a show called WOW in early 2000s, and it just restarted again, and I was the longest-running women's champion, and I just lost the championship belt on March the 9th to a girl named Jungle Girl, unfortunately. And I hope to get it back.
That's
and you
awesome.
you can check out more about the wrestling too at our website, which is WOWE.com. And it has some clips because the show is being taped to be broadcast on cable again. So We actually have a full season taped and we're just waiting for what channel it's going to come out on. So hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm back.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, Jody's back now.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I am dealing with four children, so my daughter may walk in mad about something, so I will go on mute.
Okay.
I'll go deal for a second and then I'll come back. But it's like in 45 minutes we're going to be all good because the twins have to go to bed. And then I'll give my daughter the iPad and she'll like forget about me. So
what does she use on the iPad?
Oh my god, they like play that, what is it?
Angry Birds?
They do play that, but they're playing some craft game. Where they're like building castles and like crazy stuff. They're building stuff.
Oh, cool.
Like building windows and doors. Hey, you guys, what are you playing? Minecraft.
Minecraft?
Yeah.
Huh. A little more in intense than Angry Birds, I guess.
Yeah, they have to, like, build the glass and, like, they have to get their stuff. And, I mean, they build it from the ground up.
I might have to download that.
Yeah,
I'll
it's pretty crazy. And you can actually, like, my twins do it from my iPhone to the iPad. And so they're building they're creating their little world. And, you know, you can go outside and there's, like, sheep walking around and there's chickens over here. And it's pretty weird. And they're building it together. They're like, come into my house over here.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jody, how old are your twins?
They're seven. I have twins that are seven. They're boys. And then a four-year-old daughter. And a 17-year-old son, so a big stretch there. I am, and my son just had knee surgery, so I have been like feeding him some serious drugs and watching him fly high, but, you know, helping him get in and out of the bed and just, you know, it's been a nightmare.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. Have you ever had any, like, major injuries from what you do?
I've had two dislocated knees and a concussion, but I actually had knee surgery previously to those because I was in a car accident. So I had, cartilage and my ACL taken out. So I'm always, like, careful of that leg, and it seems like the other leg overcompensates, and that's the one that, you know, gets dislocated.
You know, that's, like, totally hot, you know? I mean, really. Like, you're a hot chick that's badass, you know? Like, you could whoop another chick's ass in, like, 2 seconds flat, you know? Seriously, because most women don't go around doing, you know, intense sports like you do, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's awesome. I mean, aren't you guys impressed? Don't you want to get your ass kicked by her?
I was going to say, I can't even respond to that in a masculine way because I just know for a fact I would get my ass handed to me.
It depends what kind of mood I'm in that day.
So what was it like playing in the lingerie football league? Because I'm going to tell you, I watch that show every Friday, and those girls, they hit harder than any NFL game I've seen.
Yeah, actually, the lingerie football league, it was kind of crazy. There was a girl on the Chicago team, and our team played her, and she ended up, we didn't do it on purpose, but she broke her ankle during the game, and just, like, hearing that during the game, I was like, wow, this is really rough. What am I doing? And it was, like, a playoff. There was a playoff game, and I'm like, okay, we just won. That means we still have to go to the finals, and I have to play again. I was like, after that, and just hearing that noise, I was like, yeah, this might not be the best sport for me. And then I go back to wrestling, so what do I know?
At least you went back to a safe desk job kind of thing. You know, you got off the violence.
Or like badminton or tennis. But yeah, it was rough. People are always laughing, oh, it's lingerie football league. But yeah, no, it's even worse when you're playing in lingerie. You know, you get way more like scrapes or cuts than you do when you have, like, a full uniform on, so.
Yeah, because I was like, these girls barely have anything on, and they're playing on AstroTurf most of the time.
Yeah.
I have bad stories of AstroTurf.
You do?
we had it. No, not as aggressive, but actually not full contact like that, but years ago, like right after high school, when I was working at a restaurant, we put together a restaurant indoor soccer team. We played every Thursday, and I didn't know the first time out, like I had played on grass and stuff when I was younger and everything. I didn't know that you should not slide on AstroTurf in shorts. So it was picking AstroTurf with tweezers out of my leg for like 3 days. And yeah, that just I still actually have some scars on my leg from it. I could not imagine doing it 3/4 naked. That was my calf was bad enough, let alone everything. So more power to you on that one.
Yeah. Now with the wrestling, what's it like getting – what made you want to get into wrestling?
I had been a huge fan since I was a little kid. And I always
– Hey, loser?
No.
Yeah. I'm like,
you stay there.
I want to be a crook. And I somehow I got a call from my agent to go on the show, and I got there and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Here. And he's like, what? He's like, I thought it was to be a host. And he's like, you want to be a wrestler? I'm like, yeah, totally. So I made it throughout the, you know, van trials. That when I was like 6 years old and I was saying I want to be a football player and a wrestler.
Everybody still there?
Yeah, I didn't know if it was me that was cutting out.
Yeah, I was checking to see if it was me. Lana, you still with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you
Hello?
Were cutting out. Must you for a minute.
Oh. But you can hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't hear anybody.
Yeah, the last thing I heard from you was your agent called, and that was pretty much it.
Oh, my agent called wrestling show, you know, go, and I went, and he called me back. He's like, you need to leave. They want you to be a wrestler. And I'm like, I know, that's why I'm here. And he's like, I thought it was to be a host of the show. And he's like, you want to be a wrestler? And I'm like, yes, I do. So it was cool, like something that I wanted to do when I was like 6 years old was to be a football player and a wrestler, and I got to do both.
Yeah. What did you watch growing up as far as wrestling? Did you watch the old World Wrestling Federation with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and all them? Hello?
Asian fan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out again.
I don't know what's going on. I have like full service where I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I was a huge Bret Hart fan and Shawn Michaels and all those guys.
And I read that you appeared on WWE Raw. How was that experience for you?
Oh, that was super fun. They flew me out to, I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina, and I got to do like a segment with Chris Jericho, which is one of my like favorite wrestlers of all time. And a couple of girls that were on the show were also my friends from LA, so it was a really cool experience. And being in front of like thousands upon thousands of people, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Do you guys remember Iron Sheik?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved watching wrestling, too. I watched it with my brother, like, on Sunday mornings. They would have it on.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then there were some brothers. The Von...
Something. The Von Erichs.
Von Erichs.
Von Erichs.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. There's a... on Twitter, and it's like an Iron Sheik parody, and it's probably about the funniest Twitter I've ever read. The things that the fake Iron Sheik tweets is hysterical. So if you're on Twitter, you should check it out. Like, he has many followers. Like, all the other wrestlers, like, follow this guy, but it's not the real Iron Sheik.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Now, the Iron Sheik has his costume down. There was no messing with that. You know, the shoes that came up and came to that point.
Yeah, those shoes were crazy.
So do you guys get crazy with your outfits?
Well, luckily this time around, I designed my outfit myself. So, yeah, I kind of, like, I really liked it, and that was really fun. Because before, my old outfit on the show, I had, you know, some wardrobe malfunction problems. I mean, it didn't come off, but I was always having to pull it up, and it was just like a pain. So I designed one that fits really well this time.
Nice.
I was going to say, if you had a wardrobe malfunction, I want to see the video of that.
Yeah. No.
Go to www.
Yeah. I always caught them in time. I think at the last show we had, I think actually one of the girls had one, but I don't know if they'll edit it out.
Hey, well, I've been ghost hunting. I've had my nipple pop out, and I've shown my crotch twice. I have those in my movies. I don't even give a shit.
I think that's what happened to this girl, but I think she was a little bit upset.
Yeah, you know, things happen. You know,
yeah.
I was adjusting my boobs, and oops, one popped out, and I was like, sorry. You know,
right? It's probably gonna get a lot of publicity. It's probably a good thing.
You know what? I haven't released it yet, and I don't know for sure if I will put it in the movie or not. But you know, whatever.
Well,
it's
now that people
you know what I mean, and it's a night shot, so you know, can't be that exciting.
Well, now that people have heard that happened, people are going to be begging for it. So you're probably going to get a lot of calls.
Well,
and emails. You better release it.
Jody,
yeah, actually.
You know, if you want to, you can just send it to me, and I'll tell you if it's worth putting in.
You know what? It was a goddamn double orb. That's what it was. It popped out of my boob. It was like.
Hey, Jody. Jody, you should try. You should try and get that on the cutting room floor of my ghost story and see if that'll work.
Yeah. You know what? It is at the location, and you know, I think the guy who owns it, he's gay, so I don't think he'd be impressed. He's going to be more excited about Phil because Phil got this huge scrape across his chest. I mean, it's gigantic. And it was red and burning, so I had him take his shirt off. So I think, you know, his nipples are going. It will be interesting to see if they blur his nipples, because they sure would blur mine.
Such a double standard.
I know. Don't you hate it?
Yeah.
I mean,
bullshit. You know,
I
that's
mean,
when
really
you put your shit kickers on, and you're like, oh, hell no. I'm going to go ahead and break these walls down. No.
See, nipples are nipples. I mean, we all got them.
Everyone has. Some people have three.
Thank God it's not us.
Yeah, not me.
Right?
But I've seen those.
Hey,
like that girl from Mallrats, the psychic who's sitting in the mall, and you guys, you know, the people come in and she's rubbing her nipples.
Oh,
Kevin,
man.
Kevin, were you expecting this or no?
See,
hold on. Let me rephrase. Lana, were you expecting this?
No. It's much more fun than I thought. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we just don't sit here and just the typical interview of just being bored, asking questions, and we just let loose and have fun.
I know. I feel like I'm just talking to my friends I've known for a long time.
Now, I know in wrestling, they all do. Do you have your signature move that you do?
I do. I have two. One is called the facelift, and that's when I kind of throw the person into the corner, and I run off a rope, and I grab them by the back of the head, and I, with all my weight, I smash their head into their face into the mat. And then another one is called Starstruck, and it's kind of the same thing, except I have their head up in the air, and I bounce off of the top rope and smash their head into the mat.
Damn.
Along the same theme, smashing faces.
Smashing faces.
Yeah. All right, here's one question I do have about that, and about the acrobatics of wrestling. How much training actually goes in to acrobatics? And I mean, is it gymnast coached? Is it like?
No, we have like wrestling coaches. So if you want to learn something or do something, you just kind of do it on your own. I mean, they know the moves,
like the wrestling coaches have been doing this for like 25 years. So they know like probably every move that's out there. So if there's something you're interested in trying, you're like, hey, I want to try this. And they'll like show you the proper and safe way to do it. And then we practice like 6 days a week. So it's a lot and we kind of get it down. So yeah, you kind of just make up your own stuff and go along.
Wow. 6 days a week, though. If you're doing, I assume it wouldn't be in the ring the first time. Like, do you guys train in foam pit or do you, you know, stuff like that, or is it just pretty much here's some padding, go at it?
No, it's in the ring. When we started back wrestling this time, I think we started like November 1st, and a lot of the girls had never wrestled before, so it was their first time, and they start by doing basic bumps and learning all the basic moves and then kind of moves into like, you know, one girl against one girl, tag teams. Like it just progressed every day and week. And we practiced like 6 days a week for 4 months, basically, until the first show for November, December, January. I guess it was 3 months. And some of these girls, like, went from never, ever even, some of them have never even watched wrestling, to being really good, because we had so much training in such a short amount of time. I mean, it's nice. Better probably to learn for, like, a long time, and but they got a lot of work in. So these girls really are amazing.
Now, do you guys have cat fights between the girls?
Backstage?
No, just, like, in general, like, are the girls, like, are they cool to each other? Always?
You generally?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, but after the last show, there was some, like, blow-ups backstage. It was a little crazy. I wasn't involved in it because I had two matches that night, so after one match, I had to go back into, you know, makeup and, like, touch up and do all that and come back out, and there had been some kind of fight going on backstage. I guess there was some attitudes going on, but generally everybody gets along, so that was weird, but it does happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get like a girl.
I had a all-girl paranormal group.
Uh-huh.
And, I could write a book about it.
That's what you get a bunch of girls together, and no matter what, after some time, something's going to happen.
You know, it's a blast at the beginning, and it's hilarious, you know, like, just, it's a fun, great time, but, like, I don't know, it just seems like, you know, you find out who's in it for real and who's not, you know what I'm saying, over time.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, this is your passion. You've known it since you were a kid. There's other people coming in that have never done it, and they probably won't ever do it after this ever again.
Yeah.
After this, you know, if they don't get invited back, if you guys have, like, another season. So how many episodes did you guys film is it going to be, like, a season?
I think that we filmed in January and we filmed just this past March, and we're actually filming some pickups because they put little skits in between. So I think they've got like 10, I think it's 10 episodes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they did a lot in a short amount of time. And then
yeah,
I guess
that would be good on Spike TV.
Oh yeah, for sure. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love if it was on Spike. Yeah.
Yeah. It would make more sense. That's more of a, you know, I'm sure more men watch that program.
Yeah.
Than women.
Yeah, I would suppose. But, I mean, I would watch it. Even if I wasn't on it. If I wasn't on it, I'd still watch it.
Oh, I think you guys are going to do great.
Hopefully.
Yeah, a lot of people will watch it.
Yeah. I mean, the first time, it was like the biggest, most watched wrestling show in Los Angeles and New York at the time when we were on previously. So
awesome.
It had a really big following. It's just that they waited so long to start it again.
Yeah.
And so you were on the first one a long time ago, and you got asked to come back. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I did, and I did wrestling in between. Like, I wrestled in some commercials, like Tag Body Spray, and I was on another show called Wrestlelicious, and,
awesome.
You know, here and there, I would do different things. So I always kind
of... Okay, let me ask this. I just have to, especially for our male audience. Have you ever wrestled, like, with food or baby oil with other girls?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, no, just kidding. No, that's not really my thing.
Well, you know, I mean, you think of girl wrestling, and that's what you think about, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what
no.
they put out on TV. You don't think, like, real. So you have refs all the time?
I have refs? Referees?
Like, how do you, like, you know, you're wrestling, like, isn't there
uh-huh.
people there, like, you know, you have a winner. What are they called?
Yeah, refs. We always have a ref, and,
yeah,
everything's pretty normal. I know when I go out and people are like, oh, what do? I'm like, oh, well, right now I'm wrestling, and they're like, oh, in mud? And I'm like, no, in a ring.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's
yeah,
like,
no,
when you
I
think
know.
Of women wrestling, you think of, like, food, mud, or oil.
Yeah.
You know?
No, a lot
that's
of them.
What they show on TV.
A lot of them do, you know. There's a lot of work for people to do that, but no, I myself haven't. I don't like
that. That would be pretty weird. I've never
head.
Done that. I don't think I'd like that, you know?
No.
Because
I don't like,
If you're going in for the kill, you don't want to slip. You might slip into crazy places.
Exactly. They even have, like, where I live, like, they had jello wrestling. I was like, ew, that sounds, like, terrible.
It does sound gross. Or, like, spaghetti. Could you imagine that?
Ugh. I think that there's a one where they wrestle in, like, margarita. I'm like, who wants to waste that much alcohol in a... They have, like, some kind of blow-up ring.
But
I'm like,
get
oh,
drunk.
Oh, yeah, you should have to do it.
Yeah, you know what? I've actually heard about that at a couple bars that were kind of outside. Like, I live in Chicago, and some of the outer areas, more out in the sticks suburbs, I should say, that they would have either they'd have Jello shot wrestling nights to where it wouldn't be just regular Jello; it'd have alcohol in it. They'd have margarita. They'd have had like a couple different things, and guys could purchase a shot or a glass of beer or a glass of margarita or whatever that the girls wrestled in. And it was like $15 to drink out of the pool or whatever the hell they were in.
That's pretty gnarly.
I heard in the old, like, in, I don't know, I guess in the 80s, that in L.A., where I live, there was a place called the Tropicana, and they had mud wrestling. And guys could bet, they would auction the girls, and the guys could wrestle them for the highest bid in the mud. And I was like, oh, my God, like, so any random could just go in there and be like, I'll take you, and I'm going to pay this much to wrestle you. I couldn't even imagine that.
Did the girls keep any of the money?
Did the girls? I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure. They must have. I'm sure.
I don't know.
I need to meet one of those girls. I need to get the scoop.
Yeah.
Jody, that was actually a good question, too, because the one person that doesn't live far away from me was Chyna from WWE. Joan Lauer is actually her name. And I used to hang out with her. There's this club that we used to go to. It was like Friday, Saturday nights, and we'd always go there. And that's when people started to recognize her. That's when it kind of came out. But she would say the same thing. And it was, oh, what do you do? Well, I'm a wrestler. And it was, what was it, Jell-O food or, you know, whatever the medium be. And she got the same thing for a long time. It's like, no, there is actually a thing, you know, Yep. Goes on, not in a bar, and not for booze.
Even now, more days, there are so many female wrestlers, and there are so many wrestling leagues, like, across the country, that it's crazy how popular it's gotten. Like, there's so many different federations and girls wrestling, and, like, they're really good nowadays. Like, when I first started, it was not nearly as popular as it is now, and now there's, like, hundreds of opportunities for females to wrestle, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Outside of mud and all that.
We women, we got to grow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you know, it's one of those things where wrestling was always such a male-dominated sport, and just like football. And, you know, now there's women playing football and there's women wrestling. And still today, I'm sure you still probably get a lot of flack or whatnot, being a good-looking woman and a wrestler. People may not take you seriously or what you know, your passion and what you like doing.
Yeah, it's true, but I think more and more people are starting to know that it's different, especially with the internet and being able to see things now. Mm-hmm. People can, like, look things up so fast and you know the difference. And I think people are just more exposed to it now so that they know that there is a big kind of wrestling market for women.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys do you guys go by, like, weight and everything like that? Like, do you wrestle other women that are your size or bigger, or how does that work?
No, I wish. The girl that I lost to, she's, like, very, like, muscular and fitness chick, and just, she's, like, you know, buff. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to look so silly next to her in the ring. I'm going to look like I've got, like, Pee Wee Herman arms or something. But, no, there's, like, no difference. And then the smallest girl in our wrestling, this girl named Jade, wrestled the biggest girl, whose name was Thug, who is probably at least, like, 100 pounds more than her.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's no... Yeah, no weight classes in our wrestling.
So
I'm
like,
thinking
it's
of
like
boxing,
Andre.
I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it
like
only seems fair. Because, I mean, you could throw a 6'3 chick in there that's, like,
oh,
gigantic.
Exactly.
I want to be a wrestler, and I'm going to kick all your butts.
Well, I ended up giving the girl that I wrestled a black eye, so... Even though she won the belt,
nice.
Gave her a black eye.
Yes. Battle wounds, man.
Yeah.
No, speaking of women and more of the extreme stuff, I don't know if it's the same out in California by you, but women in MMA is getting huge around here. My friend Beth that started the clothing line and publicist company Fight Chicks. I went to high school with her. I've known her for years. It's
nice.
I've seen between, in this area with wrestling and also with the MMA fighting and stuff. It's there's some badass chicks that are around, and I mean they're all. It seems like they're all coming out of the woodwork. I don't know if it's the same out in California as it is here.
Oh, it is. It's so popular, and especially after that last Ronda Rousey fight. Everybody in my wrestling's like, oh, my God, I need to do an arm bar. Every girl came back, like, because, you know, Ronda Rousey does arm bars all the time. And every girl is like, well, in my next match, I'm doing an arm bar. I'm like, okay, you guys are so original. So funny. Yeah, it's really popular. And everybody's, like, looking out for it here and trying to incorporate it into our wrestling.
Now, when you getting ready for a match, you know, when do you find out who you're wrestling? Do you have a notice of who you're wrestling, or you just find out when you show up to do an episode?
I know in advance who I'm wrestling. The last, usually the girls
most of them, or I, three-quarters of them live in L.A. So the last show, I was wrestling one girl from here. So I knew that. And then the other girl lives in, like, D.C. area or something. And so I only found out, like, 2 days before that I was wrestling her as well. So I had the two matches and, you know, just kind of saw that girl when I was there and was like, let's go.
Right.
But you do know in advance, yeah.
Y'all need to do a cage match.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know about if I would, but some of the girls
fight.
I'd love to
throw some chicks in the paranormal field in a cage, and I'd fight them. I thought slam dunk them, okay?
You might need to come on our wrestling show. That would be rad. You already
have. You know what? I'm a pretty violent chick, okay?
You should be my tag team partner then.
I could kick some ass. I grew up playing soccer, and my dad was so freaking harsh on me. I had a brother who was 2 years older than me. He played soccer too. So every Tuesday and Thursday, him and I would have practice, and my dad coached both of them. So the girls would practice first, and then my brother's team would practice. And my dad would make me play with the boys 2 years older than me, and he would tell these boys, plow her down, make her mean, so when she plays with the girls, she'll mess them up. And they made me so mean that when I would get on the field with girls, I'd be getting kicked out of games, and, like, if we were losing, I'd have my eye on the chick who was getting goals, and she was dead. I would slide tackle, like you were talking, like on turf. Oh, no. You got to do it when the grass is wet, okay? And then you can slide so far. But, yeah, I was a mean, nasty little soccer player. So I know I have a lot of anger in me as well that it could come out.
Oh, my God. I played soccer in school, too. I'm glad I didn't have to play you.
Okay, I'm going to have to go on mute. I'm sorry, but I'm going to listen. Daughter's here.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, Lana, real quick. Hey, Dennis, by the way, you pissed me off on tomorrow's show. I'm sure I might be able to, by the end of the show, convince Lana to come down to Virginia when she's there and give you a facelift. So I just had to say that because Dennis can't commit. I do the show normally on Wednesday nights. So that's they asked me to join tonight just for the fun because I knew it was going to be fun. Dennis that co-hosts my show on Wednesday night is listening in right now. So I saw him post in the chat. He took a stab at me, so I had to take a stab at him when he can't verbally say anything back. So, yeah. Lana,
and if I give him the facelift, he'll definitely not be able to say anything back.
he just typed in chat, I should be so lucky, laugh my ass off.
That's badass. Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead, Matt.
Oh no, I was gonna ask. I mean, we've been talking about wrestling, but with all the other stuff that you've done too. I mean, all the music videos, modeling, stuff like that. What I mean, it has to be one stressful, but also fun as shit on a actual production video shoot.
Yeah. Actually, music videos are not that fun because they have no, like, really rules or regulations. So those can go for, like, 18 hours, and you're kind of stuck, like, because if it's been, like, 10 hours and you're like, man, this has been 10 hours, and you want to leave, you're not going to get paid, so you kind of just got to go with it. So music videos aren't fun, but, like, anything like TV and movies, it's super. They're super great. I kind of cut back on music videos because of that. Sometimes I'll get to set at like 6 a.m. and then
I'll be like, oh, I've been upset since 6 a.m. and now it's 3 in the morning and it's freezing cold. So those aren't that fun, but TV and movies is really good.
So what all TV shows have you done?
I've been on shows like Las Vegas, The Chelsea Handler Show, Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know what else, some others I can't think of, and commercials, and I've done like movies, some little parts of movies here and there. So fun stuff.
Yeah, you were... I mentioned earlier when I read your bio, you were in Iron Man.
Yes, that was awesome.
How was that?
Well, it was really cool because the day that I got set, I was in the trailer in hair and makeup, and Robert Downey Jr. came in and like introduced himself, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. And then Jon Favreau, the director, is like, one of my favorite directors and actors, and he was like just so nice and cool. I was like, thanks so much for choosing me for this part, you really made my day. And he's like, oh, no problem. He's just like, I didn't know what to say to him. I was kind of like just blabbering. I'm like, okay, shut up now, Lana.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been an extra in two movies. One of them was W, which was real funny because they were shooting a lot of movies over here because I'm in Texas. I'm in East Texas, east of Dallas. And they shoot a lot of movies in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I got a casting call to go to Oliver Stone's movie W about George W. Bush.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I went, and I was a background actor in the first shot that they were shooting in the morning time. And then you know, what was weird is they had me paired up with a woman that is a newscaster on one of the Shreveport channels, news. And I knew her because I see her on TV all the time, news. And so I was chatting with her, and the assistant director walks up with a clipboard, and he looked at me and he said, hey, are you scheduled for the afternoon shoot? I think you're supposed to be there in the afternoon. I was like, I looked at her and she kind of shook her head. I was like, yeah, I am. He goes, okay. So they sent all the extras back to where they were supposed to be, and me and the newscaster, we hop in this van, and I said, so where are we going? And they said, oh, we're going to the next set for rehearsal. And I was like, what in the hell did I just get myself into? And we get out of the van, and I walk up, and I get to the top of the stairs outside this building, and there's Oliver Stone standing right there in front of me. Sticks my hand, and he's like, I'm Oliver Stone. And I said, you know, I was like mumbling. I don't know what the hell I did. Because I was like, yeah, I know who the hell you are, you know? And then right after that, Josh Brolin walked up, and I was like, holy shit, you know, Josh Brolin.
Cool.
I was like, and then Elizabeth, God, what is her last name? She's been in so many freaking movies, it's unreal. But the cast was there, and I ended up being a reporter, and I actually made the movie.
Yay, that's so cool.
Yeah, so that was my, well, it was about 20 seconds of fame.
Fun. That's one place I've always wanted to go, too, is Louisiana, and I've never been. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's badass there.
Is there any dream role that you've had? Sorry.
A dream role that I've had or want? I haven't had my dream role. Well, actually, being on a star is actually pretty cool because a lot of stars like really bitchy, so it's kind of awesome to be that character and just be mean to people and have a bad attitude, so that's fun. But I don't know, I would really like to be on a sitcom, like a comedy with like a regular, be a cast member of situation comedy. That would be my dream role.
Yeah, you could get on 2.5 minutes.
That would be cool. Actually, you know what? The girl who's my assistant on my wrestling shows, she's my assistant / manager. Her name's Kitty on WOW. And she actually had a part on 2.5 Men, and she had to make out with Charlie Sheen on the show. Yeah, I was like, what was that like? And she's like, tasted like cigarettes. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I could have gone a totally different direction. It's like cigarette strippers and cocaine.
I'm going to have to ask her. Does it taste like anything else?
Yeah. Well, they got Ashton Kutcher now on the show, but it's still pretty damn funny.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't seen it with him on it yet. I need to. I should check it out. I hardly watch TV anymore for some reason.
You're always wrestling.
I know, but actually I'm off right now. I've been off for like 2 weeks, and it's kind of been awesome because I'm really sore. I need to recuperate. Maybe I should start watching some TV. Any recommendations besides 2.5 Men? Because I don't even know what's on.
I don't know.
You don't watch it either.
Yeah, I actually watch a lot of TV because I have a degree in theater and I've done a lot of acting in my life, so I just love watching movies and television, so that's just me.
Cool.
I didn't know all of this about you.
Do what?
I didn't know you were in a movie. I didn't know you went to school for theater. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I got a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater from a 4-year
college. Yeah, I didn't know that. You've never talked about it before.
Yeah,
we're always talking paranormal most of the time.
Well, now you get to see another side of me, Joey.
I know. I'm learning. I'm learning you. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Where? What part of the country are you in, Jody?
I'm in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty boring St. Louis, but I do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a lake up there, right? The Lake of the Ozarks. Isn't that like the happening place in the summer in the country?
Yeah, but I never go. It's pretty crazy there, though. I mean, we have the, what is it called? The, I forget what they call it, but they have like, yeah, during the summertimes on the weekends, they have this area that you can go and boats just come together, tie the boats next to each other, and it turns into just a party fest. And I mean, like, there have been people that have died, and there's like boat bodies floating in the water.
Oh,
keep partying and shit. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, there have been articles written up about how hard St. Louis people party at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's so crazy. I have never gone, but I have heard all kinds of stories, but that's just not my thing. But, yeah, the Lake of the Ozarks is actually pretty awesome. They've got awesome shopping. So when I go, I shop.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, oh, bank account, bye-bye.
Oh, I love shopping, too.
Yeah, they got, like, all those, what are those stores? You know, like, all the stores, like Polo. You know, I don't know what they're called, but yeah, Coach stores and yeah.
Well, isn't Budweiser from St. Louis?
Huh?
Budweiser isn't that from St. Louis? the beer?
It sure is. And
that's,
you know,
why
I,
they party so hard at the lake.
Well, no. You know, I'm actually really good friends with the Anheuser-Busch family, and, like, I have the butler on my phone, and I can go there anytime and, like, get access to Grants Farm Mansion as well as the park, and I could take, like, my daughter over there to feed the Clydesdale and stuff, and
aww,
I go to a
cool.
lot of their fundraisers, and I don't know if Kevin told you that I am the queen of burps, and I'm in the Guinness World Records for female loudest burp in the world.
No
so
way!
It's just, you know, they love me. I'm their little queen, so they make me happy.
Oh my gosh! You're gonna have to do a. Can you do a burp for me? That'd be awesome.
I would love to.
Can you do it just like that? Or do you have
yeah.
to, like, prepare? No way.
Yeah,
I'm going to drink a little water just to lube up the throat, you know.
Lana, pull the phone away from your ear. I've experienced this.
No.
Oh,
was
yeah.
that real? Holy smokes,
yep.
yeah. That is really impressive. Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, you know, I've got a crazy freaking life, you know, and I've met some crazy people. I'm sure you have, too. And it just, like, opens
yeah.
doors to more crazy people.
And for more craziness.
Yeah. Which equals yeah. fun, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, that's awesome.
I got to check this really quick. All right,
what's
so.
That was a great burp, by the way. It had
yeah.
a lot of, like, length and volume. I'm really proud of that burp.
It was good.
All right, so Jody, I have to say, my friend KB from Richmond, who's listening in right now, he's the one that's on the board right now. He clicked in as soon as you started that burp. that was his first introduction to the show.
Right on.
And
that
was his favorite
Terrify Radio.
That was
where I
awesome.
Talk in demonic languages.
Yes, KB, that was not a demon. That was Jody belching.
I'm actually going to be in LA next month.
You are?
Yeah, I am going to be doing some crazy stuff with my burps. And
no,
I get all kinds of crazy projects. The Queen of Burps, she's just another character of who I am, you know what I mean? And she just has her own little, she's in her own world. She's over there. But people call and they say, hey, can the Queen do this? And I go, yeah. And the Queen is going to go out to LA next month, and I'm going to be doing some crazy stuff that I'm not going to reveal until I get there. But I'm going to be recording some stuff. And
that's
we're gonna
awesome.
Be, yeah, and I'm going to be working with some freaking legends, dude. Like, I can't even believe it. It's like, are you serious? Like,
what? Okay. I am going to have to follow that journey. I'm going to check about you out.
Yeah. The Queen of Burps, she can do some crazy things. I just go along with it. I just go along with it because... You know, I look at it like this. Okay, I have this weird talent. How many people, you know, are willing to go ahead and, you know, do crazy things with it?
Yeah.
I got to go ahead
and Jody, and I don't know if you've seen pictures of Jody. Jody is a good-looking woman, and she's not, she's not big. She's a tiny gal, and that burp comes, I don't know from where.
She's on the flyer for the show, right? That my teacher was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hot, who's this hottie that's on the same show? Yeah, she does not look like that burp would come from her.
No, people never expect that. They think, like, you know, some truck driver chick that's, you know, 250 pounds or something.
Yeah.
So
no, it's way more impressive coming from you.
You know, I get it from my mom. Like, I'll go over to my mom's house, and, like, we'll be eating lunch, and she'll be like, bleh, and I'm like, and like, she's the most conservative person. Like, my parents were, like, hoity-toity, you know, we grew up in a really nice area, and I had wonderful things growing up, and, but, you know, she was always, like, you know, so conservative, and, like, you know, if I would walk out of the house without makeup, she'd be like, oh, my God, go back inside and put some mascara on and lipstick. You can't walk around like that. And I'm like, whatever, I'm a tomboy, Mom. You know, I could go a whole month without makeup and be fine. You know, she didn't understand me. So, but, yeah, that's where I get those from. And, yeah, three of my kids are most excellent at it as well, and they have their own videos on YouTube. Twins are in. Yeah, my twins have been in training since the beginning of time.
I got craziest videos online, like me with mohawks and perps.
Oh my God! And I was like on Howard Stern for it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, I've done a lot of crazy stuff with it.
I'm going to have to Google you tonight.
it's hilarious. You will laugh your ass off. I mean, it's fun, you know. It's just to be able to make fun of it. And, you know, like, I have this guy in California who will send me a camera guy, and, like, I'll just do stuff. And then, like, he'll sell them to all these shows. And, you know, I get paid for it. Like, he'll contact me and say, hey, I just sold some more footage. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, you know, and he'll send me money. But I don't even ask, like, what show it's on, when it's airing. And then, like, all of a sudden it'll appear. And then, like, people will be like, oh, my God, you were on True TV, and they were making fun of you, Jody, of how not to get laid. And I'm like, oh, cool, you know. And they're like, aren't you pissed? And I'm like, why should I care? You know, I mean, really, you shouldn't be doing that if you want to get laid. So if they want to make fun of it, I'm okay.
That's funny. True. Funny.
Yeah. Yep.
So I have to ask you, have, like, us being all in the paranormal field, have you ever personally ever experienced anything?
I don't know if this counts, but I have, like, when I sleep, it happens maybe, like, once every 2 years, like, I wake up and I can't move, but I can see something in the corner of the room, and it feels like a really ominous presence, and I'm really, really scared, but I physically can't move, I can't really talk. And I looked it up online, and it was saying, like, you just have to try and break out of it by, like, trying your hardest to, like, move your fingers and till your whole body wakes up and you can get out of it. But it's a super terrifying experience. And then one time it progressed, like, I don't normally, like, talk about this, but this is an opportunity. The same sleep thing happened, and I felt myself being, like, lifted up and pressed, like, against the ceiling of my bedroom. And I could look down and see the bed. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get dropped. It's going to drop me. And I'm like, it started to move me. And I was like, oh, am I going to be, like, dropped onto the floor? But when I did, it was the bed. So I don't know if it's some weird, like, sleep paralysis or what it is. It's sleep paralysis?
Yeah. You know, I actually had a dream. I went to this location. You should totally come ghost hunting sometime.
I'd love to.
I am going to L.A. Next month, and there is a location that I'll probably – oh, my God, I'm going to Vegas. And, well, I'm starting off in Vegas, and I'm doing the Bunny Ranch, dude.
Is there a ghost at the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, there is. That one guy from Taxi. I haven't done my research yet. I just got this porn star friend of mine out there in L.A. She's working there, and she's like, you have to come. It was featured on HBO, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know what? What the heck? You know what I mean? Like, how often do you get asked to go investigate a whorehouse, right? So, you know,
right.
I'm open-minded. So, and I was thinking, God, I should take some, like, stripper class or someone I'm there. I can, like, freaking break it down, even if I suck. That would be hilarious in Night Shot. But anyway, so I'm going there first, and then I'm heading over to L.A. But I have a location in L.A. that I can get into, but I can't, like, put it out as in the public that I'm there. But so maybe we'll make contact. And, like, where at in L.A.? Are you, like, in the metropolitan area?
Yeah, I'm, like, totally central, like, close to Hollywood. I mean, so I'm close to, like, everything.
Okay. This place is, like, it's in a really bad area, but, it's so active. Oh, my God. To get back in there, it's really exciting.
Wait. Jody, when are you going?
I just got the phone call today that I think I'm going to leave on the 21st for Vegas. I think I'm going to be there for about 4 days, so I'm going to try and get to the Bunny Ranch, and then from there I'm going to rent a car and then head over to L.A., and then I might be there for, like, oh, man, like 6 or 7 days because I'm recording stuff. The queen is working, and she's going to be talking all kinds of smack.
So is that the first week of May that you'd be in L.A.?
No. The last, so the 21st of May.
Oh.
And I might be gone for like 8 to 10 days, they said. So, yeah.
Well, reason I'm asking is because probably the second, or it depends, I'm still waiting for a call back, but the second week of May, I should be in Studio City, Burbank. For about 5 to 7 days.
Really? Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Yeah, I don't think I'll be there at that time because I don't think I'm going to get there till about the 26th. It's going to be a long trip for me without my kids, you know. But I can't, when doors open that are just so bizarre, I got to go with them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When doors open for you with your wrestling, you go and do it. You do.
Yeah. No. That's awesome. I'm gonna I'll have to give you my contact information.
Definitely. We'll have some fun. And I got some friends out there in LA that will be with me, and they're pretty crazy. So. we'll pair a location up. You're not scared, are you?
I'm not what?
Are you scared of, like, the dark, or, like, if you got touched or pushed or if you got something pulled or if you heard, like, you know, a voice, would you flip?
No, I don't think so. As long as there's other people around. I don't
to mess with beginners.
Oh, then maybe.
I don't know. It's just exciting. It brings back the, you know, the excitement back into ghost hunting. Hunting with people for the first, time.
You could just give them, you can give the ghost a facelift.
I could what?
You could just give the ghost a facelift move.
Oh, yeah.
See, what's funny is, like, you know, you have women kicking the crap out of you in the ring, and then you kick the crap out of them. But a little flick of the hair, if that makes you scream and run away.
No, I don't know. I'm not easily scared, but I don't think I've ever been in a real position to that is really scary, so I can't really say.
Well, yeah. I can tell you that this location, somebody has been injured there. They got pushed on steps, and they sprung their ankle. And this is the only location that I've ever been where I felt like I was in the presence of something evil. Oh. But I wouldn't say it was like demonic or anything like that. But if it was a spirit, I felt just pure evil from, you know, the dead. And it made me stop. And like as soon as I felt it, I stopped. And then I asked one of the girls to come with me because I didn't feel right, and she actually got hurt. So, I knew that something. So there is something definitely bad at this location that really likes to mess with people. So it's a great place for me. Because
well,
of what I do.
I should go to one of your beginner locations.
No, we're throwing you in. I'm throwing you in with the wolves.
The hairs on my arms just stood up from your story. So
you know what?
Know.
We could have a wrestling match, and it would just make it all better. You know, my girlfriend that I'm bringing, her and I talk about kicking some ass in the paranormal field, and her and I are a tag team, you know?
Oh.
So you could teach us some moves in on the location for our tag team.
Sounds good. Oh, well, then I'll bring my manager, Kitty, who's like totally scaredy cat.
Hysterical. There we go. We'll plot and scheme against her.
Yeah.
I have yet to make somebody crap their pants, so, you know, we're okay.
I've done that. I have actually made somebody piss their pants, and I made another person crap their pants, but that was when I was actually working in a haunted house, you know, where you jump out and scare people. Yeah, I've done that.
That's hilarious, though. I bet that was gross.
Oh,
speaking of, do you want to hear some incredible EVPs that Kevin has captured?
God. You want me to do this again?
Yeah, I do. We get a little crazy when we go on, and, you know, from time to time, we kind of just let loose.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, let what loose after this timeline of conversation?
Kevin, hey Kevin, at least it's not yours, okay?
Right. Well, this is us. We're investigating, and this is one of my team members. Check it out.
Texas style.
Okay, that was already my decision.
And then the silence.
So you got a flashlight EVP.
Yeah.
That wasn't an EVP.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear it?
Juan, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I could hear.
Yeah, somebody ripped a huge fart.
Yeah, it was... It was wild.
Now, here, this is an actual spirit talking on a recorder, right? And this spirit was basically talking shit to us all night. You know, he was being funny. And you hear me talking to my dad, and dad says, oh, and you'll hear right after, oh, you'll hear the spirit chime in.
You got 30 there.
Oh, shit. Was that oh shit?
Yeah, my dad said oh, and then on the EVP recorder when we reviewed it, the spirit said, shit.
Oh, wow. Nice.
What do you think of that, Lana?
That's pretty crazy.
You need to play mine for her so she can find out what a ghost box is. And we'll explain that to her. So I take her. Yeah.
Okay.
This is what she did.
You're going to scare her off now.
No, she's a tough cookie. She can handle
it. It's interesting.
She's got it.
Okay, let me get it. Let's see. There we go. All right, here we go. Well, is it going to play?
Do the other men here bother you?
And we will skin you alive.
Oh! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Oh my god!
Shut the fuck up!
Oh my god.
What's crazy about that shit is all the white noise disappears.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was, I don't know if you watch any ghost shows or anything like that. That was a ghost box, and we use a radio, and basically it, like, scans the frequencies, radio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and spirits can actually use it to talk to us.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it gets weird, like, you know, we could be sitting in a room and turn it on and say somebody's name. And it could say one of our names. Or we can ask it direct questions and get direct, you know, answers back. So it's a good way to communicate with the dead. Have you ever been in, like, any scary movies or anything?
Have I acted in them?
Yeah.
No, that is actually something I really do want to do. I would love to do that. Because I'm a huge horror movie fan. Like, I love scary movies. So that would be pretty cool, but no, I haven't.
Well, maybe you will one day.
I hope so.
You know, throw it out in the universe. It's like the secret.
Yeah.
Send it out there.
I love the secret.
Or what? Tell your manager. Huh?
Yeah.
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 I was going to ask you, Jody. When are you going to be on that 2020 deal? They told you?
No, they have not told me yet, so I don't know. But
yeah, Jody interviewed for 2020. Lana?
Yeah, hi.
Jody just did an interview with 2020. That'll be
awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was actually really fun.
I'm going to check all your things out.
Yeah.
I mean, be your number one fan. Fun stuff. You have a fun. This has been really interesting for me to learn about these things, and now it makes me more interested and want to learn more. So I'm really happy to have done this show with you guys.
Well, you know what? Kevin finds the best guests. I mean, come on. He does. He finds a lot of really great women to bring on the show. And I'm all about women. You know what I mean? Women in power and you know, seeing other people, other women being powerful and, like, following their dreams and doing things that, you know, most women otherwise wouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because we live
definitely.
In this world where, you know, women can't do what a man does. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, like when he told me about you, I was just like, oh my God, awesome. You know, because you're breaking down walls. You're doing things that other women really aren't doing. And you've been doing it for a long time, longer than most of these girls. So that's a huge accomplishment in my eyes, which makes you a strong woman, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, this has really been, like, I not what I expected this whole interview, and it's actually made me really open my eyes, too. So it's kind of been really great for me to talk to somebody like you and you guys. It's, like, very interesting. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
My agent is out in L.A., and she has a wrestler that she actually just brought aboard her team, and his name is Vito. I don't know his last name, but he's a professional wrestler, and I think right now he's, like, in Boston.
Oh,
I don't know
what
he wrestles for, but... And some of the events that I do, they bring wrestlers. Like, do you go around and do events as well?
Like the conventions and things like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done them in a long time. I actually just got with a convention agent for wrestling, too. So hopefully in the future I'll start doing some more, because I remember they used to be fun. You know, you meet the people that are interested in this, you know, what you do.
Yeah.
It's always cool to meet new people.
Yeah. Kevin should have you at his event.
What's his event?
Well,
Kevin.
In October 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're having, it's called the East Texas Ghost Con 2013. And we're having, right now I got 20 paranormal teams from Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. I got Aaron Houdini coming down to do a magic show, and a bunch of other speakers. I got a Bigfoot hunter and his team going to be there. They're going to talk about Bigfoot, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's very cool. What was the magician's name?
Aaron Houdini.
Oh, so he's related to the original Houdini?
Yeah. Aaron Houdini is the great grandson of Harry Houdini.
Very cool.
Great guy. Yeah, great. Not great grand. What the hell is his relation again?
I think he's like his uncle.
Yeah,
that's.
He is related bloodline, but it's like, I think, uncle.
Him and Jeff Mudgett. Great great grandson.
Two Halloweens ago, I went to a Halloween party at the Houdini Mansion. And so that was really, really cool and really interesting to be able to walk around the grounds and, like, have, like, the access to the house and everything. And it was very fun. Yeah, very interesting.
Have you ever been to the Playboy Mansion?
Yes, I have.
Oh, can you get me in there to investigate?
If you just sent to the address, you just send a picture and say you want to do that, they're really, like, accommodating.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, you just have to send it
to
the address.
There.
Yeah.
Because I
wonder what would come up. It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't think ever anybody, like, no show is ever filmed there, I don't think.
No.
That would be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some activity out there at the grotto.
Yeah.
All kinds of activity. We had a girl on that, didn't she live there? What was her name?
Yeah. Rachel Sterling.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Rachel. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I actually briefly lived there too, like 2002. So, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. I bet. Being able to walk into that kitchen and, like, just open a drawer and pull out, you know, some chocolate chip cookies. Yeah,
oh, you can call from your room, pick up the phone, and call, and the butlers would bring up whatever you ordered. So
I love butlers, okay? I have my own on my phone, and, like, they are accommodating. It's like, you know what? I'm going to come out to the farm today. And they're like, okay.
All I got to say is maybe they're hiring because I'd love to be the butler.
Yeah, you know they got some great stories, I'm sure, especially drunk people late at night.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, there have to be some sort of non-disclosure
for sure.
Contract they have to sign. Cause
every butler would have a book deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll turn into a non-compete non-disclosure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, are you going to be filming anything soon, coming up or anything?
Yeah, there's some, I mean, for the wrestling show, we're filming some pickups, so we're just doing, like, you know, the inserts and the, like, little skits and stuff. So that'll be coming up probably in the next couple of weeks. So I will be working on that. And then I guess it will be all wrapped up, and then we'll probably start doing live shows again, which I look forward to.
Where do you do the live shows at?
We actually have been doing them in Las Vegas. So I don't know.
That's
if we're
a great place to do that.
Yeah, very. It's cool. You know, at the casino, it's just everybody's having a good time and it's fun. But I do think they want to do more shows everywhere else, like do like a tour. So that'll be interesting too. But I kind of like doing it in L.A. or Vegas. It's not too far.
Right.
No,
we need to bring the tour down to Texas.
Yes. We need to go everywhere.
Your paragon would go through the roof if you brought her a wrestling team. Uh-oh, daughter's calling. I'm going on mute. I'll be back. I'm listening. So.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could put a big wrestling ring right in the middle of the conference, and we could have some wrestling going on, too.
That'd be awesome.
Oh,
you know
man.
What? I'll talk to some people and see if I can get at the Chicago Paracon in October. So you can do Paracon wrestling things because there's always one going on everywhere.
Well, they might have them up north, but my conference last year was really good. We all had a great time, and this year. I added on Friday night, the paranormal teams and the speakers were, I rented out a bar, a restaurant, and we're going to have, they have an outdoor stage, and we're going to do food, alcohol, and karaoke.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that should be pretty crazy. And it's especially some of my friends that are in the field. We get pretty nutty. We love having a good time. Yeah.
You guys, I was just looking at the time, and I have I have to call and get my directions for my job tomorrow, and they said before 8 p.m. So I think I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't realize it was so late.
I had so much fun talking to you. I didn't realize that it had been this long.
You got to come find us, and if you have like a fan page, we'll promote it for you, and I'll come follow you. So if you want to send any information to Kevin, and then if you want to plug anything real quick, your website or anything.
I have my website's absolutelana.com, and my Twitter is reallanastar. And my Facebook is Facebook Wow Lana. And I'm going to find you online, too, so you can touch.
Yeah, most definitely. It's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much, Kevin, for booking her.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lana, for coming on. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, she's freaking awesome.
Yep.
Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that's definitely right.
Yeah, she's really cool. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if it was one of the, wow, I didn't think it was going to go that way. That's the one thing I love about doing all these shows. I mean, I did last night with Brittany, and, you know, tonight with you guys, and then tomorrow we got Full Spectrum. So I've been on 3-day weeks recently.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you helping me out the last 3 weeks. You know, life tends to get crazy in my world, and then it just, like, dies out, you know what I mean? And then I'm back to normal. But, I should be good next week. Should be no problem for me. No kids around. That was a challenge, but I think it worked out better than I thought.
Well, you know, when you're on your road trip, you might have to just call in and let us know how things are going, because I'm sure you'll probably be over there during your turn Tuesday night, probably.
Yeah. God, I'm going to go on, like, next month. I think it's going to be the craziest adventure that I've ever been on. Like, what I'm about to do, I mean, I'm just like, where does this stuff fall in my lap? You know, some of this stuff. But the Queen of Burps, man, she just, she gets some crazy opportunities. And why not do it? Why not live life? You know what I mean?
Oh, and by the way, if you do hook up with Lana over there, you're going to have to get her to send an autographed calendar or something of hers to me.
Okay. All right.
Just for research purposes, right, Kevin?
Yeah, just for some research purposes, that's it.
Dude, she is absolutely beautiful. Her body is just phenomenal, and she's just she is a great little package right there. You know, I can't believe some, like, awesome dude. We didn't even ask her if she was single or not. So maybe she does have a man that loves her to death. I would hope she does. You know,
she could wrestle me any day.
Yeah. Or maybe she has a woman. Maybe she likes women.
Don't say
you know?
That.
Maybe
don't
she has
that.
No interest in you.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Don't start putting thoughts in my head this late at night.
Oh, snap.
Oh, well,
God.
Well, I have to take it there, Matt. It's already been done. The show's done that way. Well, why not?
Yeah, this was a wild show. I enjoyed it, you know?
You gotta have those shows. You know, I didn't get to tell you, Joey. Matt, he did a show for Brittany because she was in school, and he did it from a bar, and they had you had bands on, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, we did. It was a full music show. Jenny Frank, and I have to do this for her just because if anybody does want to look her up, Frank. Phenomenal musician and vocalist. She was the co-host because that was the time that Brittany was in New York.
Nice.
And so we did an all musician show. It was nothing paranormal at all. But Jenny and I met up and we ate sushi, had a couple drinks and did the show.
Nice.
Had two great bands who I actually have the audio on the soundboard. One was The Employees, which is a little more political. Great music though. And the other one was called Polarizer, which we tried to keep it to bands that was like right up Britney's alley, which is kind of like metal.
Yeah.
You know, and they were more alternative. They weren't, you know, so much like metal. But yeah, we had a great show. I mean, great
good.
Interview.
Really?
So yeah, it was a blast. I mean, if you want to check it out on archive, it was this past Monday, or not this past Monday, but last Monday.
Question: I haven't talked to Brittany since she's been home. Did she have a good time?
Yeah, she was pretty hush hush on everything.
Oh. God, girls can be so mysterious, can't they?
Oh yeah, and yeah, talking to a pagan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she, she was definitely mysterious on what happened in New York. She just left it at I had a great time, and I might, and this was to me. She goes, and I might message you about it, maybe a little bit later.
So, maybe get a couple drinks in her and she'll spill the beans.
I was like, ooh, dish. Well, the reason I was asking about when you're going to be in LA is I'm trying to finalize the trip out there, and it's the dates aren't set yet. But I wonder if I could pull
this
off.
Well, I can make a phone call tomorrow and find out a little bit more information, but I think I'm leaving on the 21st. And then that's to Vegas, and I'm going to be in Vegas for, I think, 3 or 4 nights, and then I'm going to head over to L.A. So that would be around the 25th or 26th. And I got a location there, but I can't, like, put it out public that I'm there. But
yeah.
I could say I'm ghost hunting right now, and then, like, you know, a little bit later down the line, just kind of drop it out, like, hey, it's old footage. So that's how that can operate, you know, because they actually stopped doing ghost hunts there, but I have the in, so I can get in for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm wondering is I'm going out there. I have family out there, and trust me, fun in L.A. with me is it's rock star status.
Yeah.
And this is what I sent a message to Lana about too. Is my aunt and my uncle work for the Tonight Show, and my dear friend Kim Estes, who's been on Cold Case Files, he just had a movie, Crossroad, come out. It was like a B+ film. It wasn't a B flick, but it was a right to not a right to DVD, but it was a limited release theater production, and just a phenomenal movie. So plan on hooking up with him and a couple other people that I'll keep nameless that are out there. So yeah, it's a whole bunch of fun, and I have about 20 minutes of work out there, and then the rest is just playtime. So
nice.
That's what I was wondering, and that's why I sent Lana a couple links about certain people and certain things that are being looked for and acting and everything like that. So
good.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hey, you know
hopefully.
What? I hope she gets in a scary movie at some point in her life. That's on her little bucket list. You know. So
yeah. Well,
you know any people who do horror films out there? Throw a girl a bone.
If you want, and I was thinking about that too. If you want her in a scary movie, just bring the night vision cameras, take her to the place that you're going, and film her. And that would be a scary movie.
I know, and you know, I could literally, I think I could scare the shit out of her. I'm really good at that, you know, because I know the place. I can be like, hey, come here and check this out and, like, get the reaction, because there's some creepy stuff. And also there have been movies done there, so I know, like, where they have, like, fake blood and stuff and, like, come here and check this out, you know, and it'd be like, this is real, you know?
Jody, you should do a reality show.
You think?
But besides the book, you should do a reality show.
Besides the book?
Yeah, the book you're supposed to write that your psychic friend is telling you that you should write.
Oh, yeah. I think I was like, can I say something like that? Yeah, he keeps telling me, you need to write a book, Jody. You need to write a book. Because I do have I have some freaking crazy stories. And then what goes on behind the scenes, it's freaking juicy. It's like, what? Wait, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was busting my ass editing shit while you guys were screwing off. Well, Brittany does not fall in any of those categories, so she's a saint in my eyes.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Oh, by the way, I got a quick message from Sarah while we were on. She says, "Tell Jody I love her. She's awesome. I hope I can get back sooner than the Pennsylvania Paracon and see everybody." So.
Yeah. Cool. She just sent that tonight.
Yeah.
Very nice. I love Sarah. She was another girl that I really enjoyed hunting with because she just has that I don't give a shit what people think attitude. And I like that in people because I like people who are original and aren't scared to just say what's on their mind or how they feel and, you know, go with the flow. And Sarah and Brittany and Megan, like, out of
Megan. Megan's awesome.
No, Megan is freaking awesome. She is such a wonderful person. Yeah, they're all good girls, you know. And I had a blast, most with them. And I would love to be able to investigate more with Brittany because, you know, I love the fact that she just has a different point of view. She's an original woman.
Yeah.
Like there are no Britneys out there. I've never come across anybody like Britney.
No, and oh, by the way, Britney, if you listen to this, that is in a good way.
Oh yeah. 100%. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, speaking of creepy weird shit, tomorrow night on Full Spectrum, I have Dane Lablig on again and Mark Potts, who have been working on the H.H. Holmes America's First Serial Killer case that they won't even tell me before the show, but they have, like, stupid, awesome new evidence that they've come across, and I'm pissed that they won't tell me because I live, like, 10 minutes from Dane. So... but yeah, that's tomorrow night is the full 2 hours, all about serial killers, all about H.H. Holmes, all about everything that's going to be coming up about it. And talking with Dane, I am actually going to get to interview on a psychological level a living serial killer. That's all he would kill was women, just along the lines of Jack the Ripper and H.H. Holmes. So,
shut up.
Really?
How the hell, is this dude in jail and you're going to be interviewing him?
Yes.
Holy hell, how did you hook that up?
Because I'm me. No. it's all through Dane. My background is in abnormal psychology. That's what my degree is in. And along with focusing through the years on serial killers' methods, procedures, stuff like that. So that's where all that came from. So
I did not know that about you. That's freaking awesome.
That's what tomorrow's show will be about, is serial killers. I'm giddy as hell to actually interview this guy, but I'm nervous as shit because it's like talking to a demonic entity to where it has the ability to get in your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, just remember, you are the interviewer.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are under Kevin's care, so that means anything could fly. So you can get down and dirty with this dude and ask him, like, you know, to tell like, you know, get in his brain and say, what were you thinking when you committed the most heinous crime that you did? And what was it? And I want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth, even if it's, like, crazy. That is awesome.
This won't be an on-air thing tomorrow, This is for an upcoming book. But the on-air is all about the H.H. Holmes stuff, preparation for the interview, all that kind of stuff. So, no, if it was on-air.
Yeah. I was impressed. I was like, how did you get this?
Yeah, if that shit happened, then yeah, for sure. Then I would be a lot more. But that'd be blog talk, clout, bragging rights forever.
Yeah, it would, dude. I mean, that would be badass.
Let me see what I can do.
You know what? Ask him. Ask him tomorrow when you interview him if there's any way that you could put him on air for it. Because, you know, Kevin, he'd say, you go for it. You know?
Hell yeah.
Or what I might be able to do is if I can pre-record it, I'll load it and air it.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah, ask him tomorrow night if you can record it.
Yeah.
If you can freaking record that, man, that would be that would be pretty intense. Because, you know, it's like we hunt the dead, but you know they were once living. And in a lot of cases we're you know, in some cases we're hunting, you know, if we're going to a jail and there were serial killers there, you know, it kind of, I think it would be helpful in an interview like that, you know, to get in the minds of the living that kill.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's exactly what I want to know.
Well, you know what? I do have a question now that you opened the floodgate to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. So I've been doing a little side research. I've had, like, through the years, I've had several women come to me about incubuses. And, you know, I've kind of gotten to know these girls and, like, listen to their stories and I kind of come to the conclusion that I think they're mental. A lot of these women.
So are they having erotic dreams, or they're being attacked?
They feel like okay, I'll say four of them I've been studying for a while, and they just kind of all, you know, say the same thing where it kind of started out when they were young. And they just felt like, you know, things were happening to them, but they've never been, like, physically hurt. But they have felt the sensation of not being able to move, like something's on top of them. But then they, like, feel like, you know, things are happening down there. And then, like, you know, in other conversations, they'll kind of hold back and, you know, say different stuff, and then it just, like, confuses me. But then, like, I pay attention to them as people, as women, and I notice that, like, they kind of have a lot of emotional problems and insecurity problems, bad upbringing, you know, with bad men around them, and, you know, so it's
You're talking about sexual abuse?
Yeah, like incubuses. Like, they think that, you know, they're being, you know, by an incubus.
All right, well, yeah, there's...
And I just, like, knowing that you study that, like, you know, psychology, right? What did you say?
Yeah, there's a couple different things that can cause that. I mean, especially in... I didn't get a chance to get into it with Lana, but when she brought up a sleep disorder and she finally actually called it for what it is, which is sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis,
And physically what is happening during that is your brain disconnects from your body, and it happens in like your C1, C2, to where your brain is functioning, your brain stem is functioning, which your brain stem controls all of your vital functions. So what... A lot of times what happens and is when people wake up and they can't move their body, hence the paralysis end of it. Well, you're also you're also in a twilight state when that happens, to where you're not thinking clearly, you're not fully functional. You feel you are, you think you are, and your brain rationalizes it when you wake up. It mm-hmm. tries to make sense of it.
Right.
So that's where, even if, and here's a perfect example, if you Google it, like a lot of people feel a lot of pressure on their chest, like they're being held down.
Yeah.
And if you, and they picture this demonic figure that's on them. Well, a lot of what that is, again, your rational brain trying to figure out exactly what happened at that time. Your brain was not functioning to tell your arms to move, to tell your legs to move, to tell everything to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
But your brain stem is still connected. It's basically three quarters of your spine shuts down, but it keeps your vital functions going. And it's so terrifying when you feel you can't move. That's when hallucinations start.
Right. Yeah, but I have been there one time in my life, okay? Like, last summer, I had, I had a dream that I was, like, an unseen force, like, lifted me up and threw me up on the ceiling, and, like, my feet were hanging, and when I woke up, I felt like I couldn't breathe. When I hit the ceiling, like, all the wind was knocked out of me. And I woke up screaming, and, like, my chest was hurting. But they think that they're having sex, and they're getting pleasure from it, okay? Like, they admitted, like, some have admitted that they invite it to them. And it's like, maybe I'll send you one girl your way, and, like, she can just kind of talk to you, because I've been working with her for a while, and she's actually really close to me. And there are times when, she'll call me at 1:30 in the morning and go, holy shit, get over here. And I will. I'll go over, and you know what? There is activity going on in her house. And so I'll say, okay, do your thing. Like, because she says she invites it to her, and she finds pleasure in it. And then other times it scares her. It's kind of weird, but then, like I said, I've kind of gotten, I paid attention to this person, and, she had a bad upbringing. Her mom was doing witchcraft and, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And so she's an interesting case. I've been studying her for a while, but she is kind of a mental, her emotions are up and down, up and down, up and down. Like, I've been studying her.
to a bipolar sense, or?
Yeah, I've, spent time with her and, just hanging out with her, doing stuff, and, she'll go from, breaking down crying about her life or, her childhood or blah, blah, telling me stories. And then, she'll get in a happy mode, and then she'll be all fine. And then next thing you know, she's, back down again, and she's crying. And it's like, and I'll tell her straight up, I'm like, you are the most emotional person I've ever met. You need to get your shit together. You know what I mean? I'm straight up. But, she honestly, she will say, I feel like I've been being raped since I was 4 years old. And she's told me some crazy stories about seeing, a man at the end of her bed, with red eyes, and other times, shadow people. And, I have been to her house and witnessed, footsteps, and one night a piano just started playing. And there was no piano in the house. And so I know that there's, activity at her house. But every time, I've gone over to investigate, when she says, get over here, what's happening, I'll tell her, what do you do when you invite it? So she, she'll just lay back and, invite it. You know what I mean? But nothing happens other than, footsteps or popping noises. And,
you know, stuff like that. So I don't know what to tell her. You know what I mean?
Well, have you ever asked her the question, does she get the same pleasure from actual physical intimacy, or is it kind of repulsive to her?
No, she enjoys it. She said she straight up enjoys it. Like, she likes it.
No, I'm saying with a human.
She is very weird about her thingy. Yeah, she told me, yes, I did talk to her about this, like, about her when she's with men. And, yeah, she is, like, really weird about her thingy down there. So, but she enjoys it, but she also has, like, weird things, like, you know, she doesn't like to be touched or, you know,
yeah,
oral,
well,
or, you know, but she likes the meat. Well, you know, we are talking about incubuses, so let them all hang out, right?
Yeah.
Warm cock and cold cock, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Part of the fun.
She's an interesting subject that I've been kind of studying on the down low, and I don't quite know what to make of the situation with incubuses, because I have found the other three girls as well that, you know, they came to me. When they found out I was a ghost hunter, they just, you know, like, they just latched on and kind of put their claws in me and was like, hey, you know, I got to tell you this stuff. So then I had a million questions, and I literally have found that these four girls have the same pattern of a bad childhood, and their emotional level is just, like, up and down. You know, like, it's all over the place. So I just wonder if a lot of these cases, people think they're getting with an incubus. They're just like, I don't know, they're mental. I don't know.
Yeah, there's, all right, there's a couple different things with that. Is one, the female body,
amazing thing.
Well, the female body seeks pleasure just the same as the male body does, but in different ways.
Right.
The female orgasm as a myth to most men. It's kind of a myth to most men. You know, of actually being able to bring a woman to orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Most men just don't care.
What?
But
are you serious?
I don't
fuck around too much. I would just imagine that every man would want to take care of that situation.
Well, they think that they're doing it, but women have that amazing thing called faking.
Why would women want to do that?
I have no idea.
Aren't you engaging to have pleasure?
Yeah, but sometimes the guys are too fast and it just doesn't happen.
Quick shooters.
But,
okay,
see,
go
what,
on. I'm going to shut up.
What's happening? Okay, and actual physically, a woman's, I'm going to be PC, private area, has so many physical receptors,
mm-hmm.
and it actually almost trumps what you have in your fingertips.
Okay.
So there's so many receptors that are down there,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much involved in getting them to communicate properly. Somebody who has had sexual abuse in the past, which is why they kind of fear, or not fear, but just are almost repulsed by actual physical touch.
Yep.
But when it's spirit related and they invite it, it's a safety net. Women And honestly, men, I'm sure that there maybe have been some in history, but men in general cannot achieve orgasm through meditation. Women can.
Okay.
So there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff to where, and they might not even know that they're meditating. They're creating this
in their head.
Amazing fantasy.
Right. I mean, if I really wanted to, I could think about something banging me. You know what I mean? And maybe I would start feeling it. But I don't sit around and think about that crap. I can honestly say I have never been touched by anything in my vagina area by an unseen force. So it's hard for me to relate. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, because I believe that there is something that is doing that, because it goes all the way back to medieval times. But could it be a mental thing all the way back to medieval times? You know what I'm saying?
It is. I mean, it's by far a mental thing. There's a lot of, and even, you know what, even Real Sex on HBO, when that show was on, did a full show about this. And,
sex with ghosts or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anna Nicole
and
Smith
I'm,
used to say that she used to have sex with a ghost.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw an interview with her speaking about that. Yeah. Dude,
yeah,
I'm telling you, there are more women than you. They're just not comfortable talking to men about it, because these girls, I would ask them, like one of the girls, she was married, and I said, "Have you ever told your husband?" And she goes, "Oh no, I would never tell him." And I said, "Well, is it still going on?" And she said, "Yeah." And like she seemed scared of it, whereas the other two, they invited it because they felt like they were growing cobwebs down there. So, you know, and that's where it, like, you know, you got to pay attention to the person.
Yeah, well, it's the actual term of it is called astral sex. And
what?
It's called astral sex.
Okay.
A-S-T-R-A-L sex. And that's intimacy with a person that is not of this world.
It almost sounded like asshole sex. Okay.
No. That's why I spelled it out for you.
I know, but I had to say it because it did sound like that the first time.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, ghost.
Okay.
Ghost anal is not. Yeah, that's not what
we're
talking
about.
Yeah, we
won't go there. We don't want to go there. I shouldn't have brought that up.
So. A lot of what it is, too, is it's a coping mechanism to where women are trying to cope with the idea of sex, and then they actually become kind of addicted to it, addicted to the comfort of knowing that they're getting the pleasure without having that physical contact, without having...
So it's almost like a chick's wet dream?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of compare it to that.
I think about it. Like, when I try to analyze this stuff, it's like, I think they're creating it in their head, and they want it. Like, either they're lonely, or they, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they want it, because every human being, I don't give a shit if you're male, female, hermaphrodite, whatever, you want that physical connection, you want that love, you want that, you know, there's nothing more bonding, and you know this, I mean, you have kids, there's nothing more bonding at that moment or in that moment than being with somebody.
Right.
Well, you also have to take into consideration of somebody who was tortured by that exact act, somebody that was molested as a child or raped. That becomes a fearful situation for them. somebody who's not exact or somebody who's not really there is way, way more comforting because they're still getting the same pleasure, but there's not a physical being to deal with. So that becomes comforting.
Do you think it's possible for a ghost to have sex with a human?
I think it's possible that that is the scenario that's being created. Well, I don't think it's possible. I know that it's actually true. If, in fact, an actual spirit can have sex with somebody, there is way too many tests that would need to be done for me to even say that it's a remote possibility, because I haven't actually experienced anything that would definitively have my scientific mind say, this is a spirit, this is a ghost, there's no explanation for it. Studying the paranormal doesn't mean that it's ghost or Bigfoot or whatever. It's outside of the normal. It's paranormal.
Yeah. Well,
so,
why they call him an incubus. Yeah.
Well.
And it's a demon.
Yeah, well, doesn't always have to be that. The demon of incubus was created by a person. The demon of incubus is somebody trying to find a rationalization for something. That's how incubus came about. That's how succubus came about.
Right.
There's never been anybody impregnated or anybody who impregnates anybody that's like, you know what, I'm a Virgin Mary.
Wait, hold on, we have Jesus. You know, she was a virgin.
Yeah. I'm not going back that far. I'm sure in biblical times that incubus and succubus, I can guarantee you that that ties in. But it was an explanation for a fucked up event. And most of the time, where that kind of stuff spins off of is incest, molestation, stuff like that. It's a compensating factor. So,
I'm gonna hook you up with this chick because she is like one of the girls, because she is really, really curious about finding the answers, and she's been doing a lot of study on this, on sleep paralysis, incubus, for a really long time, and she has a great story. I mean, like, she'll tell you some crazy stuff, and you know, but then just pay attention to, you know, the emotions up and down, and, you know, another thing I noticed with some of these girls is prescription drug use, you know what I mean? And I just wonder, like, I'm sorry, but I can't do that stuff. It makes, you know, it just makes people whack, you know?
As in certain abuse stuff. Of prescription drugs?
Yeah, and alcohol and marijuana. I mean, it's just like it's all over the charts. She's a freaking hot mess, but I love her, and I want to be there for her, and I want to help her find the answers because, you know, part of what we do is research, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, part of what we do is trying to help other people find the answers, and, you know, I have had a lot of women come to me that, you know, talk to me about that. But there are very few that, you know, I've gotten close to get, like, in depth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think you might enjoy her story, and maybe you'll have some answers for her. And, she's an interesting subject.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, I'll send you, because my number changed, I'll send you my number on Facebook.
Okay.
If you want, what we can do to make it obviously a lot more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also talk in a Dr. Phil voice if you need.
No, she's totally cool. Like, if I call her and just say, hey, I think I may have found somebody that you can talk to, you know, and if there are things that you could think of, because she's literally, like, I mean, she's really close to me. So,
yeah.
Like, you know, when she calls and she says, oh, my God, you got to get over here, I go running because I look at her as a subject that I'm studying, and I want to get to the bottom of it because I want answers, you know, for other women who come to me and to be able to help them. So if you can think of anything on a scientific level that would help to prove or disprove her claims, please let me know.
I would have to talk to her for that. Yeah. I honestly would have to really talk to her first to see, because there's a lot of things that I do during talking to somebody, which is read their emotional levels, or read how they explain things, read how they talk about things, read how resilient they are about talking about certain subjects. So,
To develop
something along those lines, I would have to talk to her first, and what I was... I was going to make a joke of it, but I'm or make
Please
a joke
do.
This,
she won't care. She's cool as shit.
No. I'm talking with us talking right now. I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to because there is seriousness to it. A lot of seriousness to it is if you want to do like a 3-way call with her because she's obviously comfortable with you.
She wouldn't care.
She
I'm telling
you,
she's totally cool. So I literally could, you know, do you Skype?
Yeah.
We'll Skype. Or we'll do Google so we can all three be on video. And you can, like, you know, see her and, you know, really, you can watch her expressions when you ask her. And you know what I mean? So it's like firsthand.
She's really comfortable
with talking about it. She's the first one that's really comfortable with talking about it because she really wants answers. She wants an explanation, and that's why when she found out that I was a ghost hunter, she was, like, up my butt and to the right and, like, to the left, and I was like, what is it with this girl like? She won't stop. She really loves the paranormal. And then after, like, a few times of her getting to know me, then she was like, all right, got to tell you, you know, my stories. And I'm like, okay, give it up. She's like, I think I'm going to be crazy. And I'm like, no, I won't, you know. But, you know, she really wants the answers. She really does. So
yeah.
I've actually let her talk to some other people, and, you know, it didn't get very far. So
what I'm trying to tell you, though, is, one, she's obviously going to bond with you a lot more because you're a female and you're a mother.
Yeah.
So you have that, and that's another thing. I don't know, does she have kids or no?
No. She's single. She's in her 30s, and, she's got no kids. It's just her. She was married at one time where she was helping to raise a couple kids, and she loved being a stepmom, but she ended up getting divorced, so...
So she's like me without a penis. Single, no kids, in my 30s. But yeah, no, I mean, for what it is, like, honestly, I think for her comfort level, and this has you can't throw somebody with these issues to a male because it's not going to go well.
You'd be surprised about this one. She is a spitfire. But we'll hook it up, and you know think about you know, something on a more scientific level of what I could be doing. When, you know, she calls me up because, like, basically I just go over with my camera, my, you know, just normal equipment that I have. And, you know, it's like, yeah, things are definitely going on in her house. Walking around and, you know, making all kinds of noises. And then there was one night she put her cat outside of the room, and I slept with her in her room because she gets scared sometimes. And so I just tell her, when you just feel like, you know,
it's really bad, just call me and I'll come over. And so we crashed out. She got rid of her cat, and somehow her cat ended up back in the room. And we, like, it woke us up, and we were like, how the hell did the cat get back in here? And she's like, Jody, I didn't get up and open the door. And it's like, either did I. I don't know, dude. So, I mean, there's definitely something weird going on in her house. But
yeah.
How do I confirm that it's getting in her vagina? Okay? Right?
Yeah.
You know.
No, I know what you're saying, and the reason that I'm asking for all three of us to talk at once is because if I do, then this is honest to God what will probably happen. If I do start to get a little bit in depth of more than what she's comfortable with, because she's never mm-hmm. talked to me before, doesn't even know who I am, doesn't know my name.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that, and I'll address you, I'll be like, you know what, Jody, this is honestly something that, you know, will help everybody. You can kind of be that backbone and give her a peace of mind to say, hey, you know, I trust him, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, of course. When I go to her, I'll let her know. And like I told you before, I have brought somebody else to her that was a guy. And who has spoken with her, but, you know, he didn't really have shit to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, that really, like, you know, in some ways I feel like, how can I help you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like there's any technology out there for women who are experiencing this to back up. Yeah, like, you know, I even talked to, I don't know, you guys know Richard Contreras?
Yep.
I talked to him about making a pair of underwear that, like, you know, maybe has, like, something for the temperature as well as for an EMF reader that, a girl could slip on. And you know, if she's saying that she brings it to her, then if she brings it to her, she should be able to, you know, get readings with a pair of underwear. I mean, that's where my thoughts are at. Maybe crazy, but I don't know, you know, what other way to, like, scientifically prove that something is going on in that area.
Yeah. Well, and then... It may sound like a joke, but I'm totally not kidding on this. You couldn't do anything like... No, see, now that I was about to say it, I'm kind of on the fence on it.
Okay.
Would you want to have, like, some sort of moisture detector?
Moisture? You know, that would be interesting because she's actually... Okay, not... Like, I shouldn't talk. I don't want to get in too depth, but
yeah.
I don't know. Is that possible?
That falls into the wet dream thing, to where obviously if a woman's aroused, even without mm-hmm. physical contact, there is moisture that will happen. It's just, it's preparation for the act.
Of course.
So mm-hmm. I don't think that it would make sense to actually have that. Because who knows, she could just be, or could be sleeping, could be just aroused, and it just starts to get lubed up. I mean,
yeah, but I don't know how you'd go and prove that shit.
Well,
like, oh, she's wet.
The only thing that you could possibly use that might be of some help would be a FLIR camera where you could monitor changes in temperature on her body. And see if any, when this occurrence happens, you actually see something appearing on the FLIR.
See, that wouldn't even work, though, because I know somebody, I didn't personally do it, I witnessed it right after the tape came out of the FLIR, but there was something that we were doing in class when I was in college for psychology at UIC. And it was the study of human arousal. So they did the zones, the breast, the crotch, and it was on men and women. It was, and it was volunteered. It wasn't like the teacher was a perv or the professor
right.
was a pervert. The FLIR camera, just in, like, what they did is they set somebody in the room and they put porn on.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked them, like, what, you know, if you were to watch porn, what type of porn would get you most aroused? Like, what, if you
mm-hmm.
were to masturbate, what would you masturbate to?
Right.
So, there was one kid that said, like, choking, like, small animals, and he was
oh.
reported to the police. So,
okay.
but
wow,
yeah, but the general was, you know, man on man, woman on woman,
right.
and I think you can I think
yeah.
you can figure them out, man on woman,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So they put FLIR cameras on them, but the FLIR camera with a woman watching porn, her breasts and crotch actually had more blood flow going to him, which it put out more heat.
Yeah.
So that was just mm-hmm. from watching porn and thinking about sexual intercourse, just the same as what this could be, too.
Yeah.
Right, but here's the thing. The claims of an incubus is that he has a cold penis. So it wouldn't get warm. It would do the opposite. I would think.
No.
And I asked every single one of these girls that, and none of them said they had any kind of cold sensation down there.
Yeah, well, that... See, it's a realm that there's no answer to.
I know, and you know what?
Like, how do you help women, like me
as a woman, when I do have women come to me about this, it's like I'm stumped. It's like I'll try to be here for you, you know, as a friend, and I'll give you what I can. But it's like I don't really have the technology to actually be, you know, on a scientific level, really being able to make a breakthrough for other women. And it sucks.
Yeah, but if you did have if you had every sort of, like, piece of technology ever, what would be the right one?
I don't know. Maybe something that goes up inside them that, maybe something like that, you know, where it's like, okay, you know, do your thing, go and, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's why, you know, I talked to Richard about making up some undies that, you know, maybe have temperature and, you know, an EMF. Because if that
yep.
stuff went off, I mean, something's down there. You know what I mean? And maybe they are onto something. And, you know, I just think it's such a subject that people really aren't, you know, talking about, and I don't think scientifically people are really putting in the time for these girls because, you know, they're not really speaking out. And there's just nothing for them to really help them.
That's the thing is, how high of a self-esteem do you have to have, though, to... You know, and from what you're describing is they
mm-hmm.
really don't have that high of a self-esteem to openly
mm-hmm.
talk about a situation like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of them, her husband doesn't even know, and they've been together for 12 years. You think that would be something that you would have shared with your partner at some point, you know?
All right, let's break it down in a vulgar way. If you were getting fucked by something you couldn't see, would you tell the person that said, hey, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you? Would you tell them that, or would you be fearful that
honestly,
they would think?
Yeah, if I was
with somebody for 12 years,
and, you know, this has been something that's been going on, and it's also, you know, as a child, teenager, 20s, 30s, you're in your 30s now, and it's still going on, Yeah, I probably would. Just because, you know, they're your partner. They love you. You're 12 years into it. Come on. You know, why?
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'm just an honest person. So,
yeah.
But, you know, not everybody else feels comfortable discussing those kind of things. And I understand that, you know, because they're looked at like they're freaking crazy.
Yeah, that's why I withdrew my comment, because I know that you would pretty much say everything and anything that would be possible.
yeah, screw it.
So, but somebody who is more reserved, somebody who doesn't have the strong will that you do, that's, you know, you got to think of it, too, in a perspective of, how and knowing and her knowing her husband better than anybody else knows him, she would know how he would react to that situation.
Because her husband is kind of on the sketchy side, very jealous and very possessive, and yeah, so yeah, you know, I can see what you're saying. But you know what? I think that we need to do a show on Incubus and maybe try and find some more girls that are willing to talk about it. And, like, we should do a show about Incubus.
I'm for sure down.
And this girl might actually do it if we just don't say her name.
What?
Because nobody knows her in the paranormal field. She's not linked in any way.
Just for interview purposes, you just give her a fake name.
Yeah, totally.
Anonymity.
I'll talk to her and tell her that, you know, we brought it up. Because she actually did ask me to, there was one night when I was doing a show, we were doing a show, and one of the guests that was on, I told her, I said, you know what, if you want to call in, he might have some answers. And she was, like, willing to call in. So I will talk to her, and maybe we will set something up with her, and maybe it will open up a door to other girls that are willing to talk about it. And, you know, maybe we'll have her shirt on so that maybe we could come up with something that we could do for her. Because she really wants answers. Like, she studied this all before she ever met me. She's been researching it for years, trying to find out, is it sleep paralysis? Is something happening to her?
I can probably get not only Richard, but I could probably also get Lee Triana. So we'd have two different demonologists, you know, that have different ideas.
She's a shaman. You know what?
Yeah.
I actually, Lee has talked to this girl. I've been working with this girl for a while. So there are a couple places that I have pointed her, but, you know, I just haven't gotten to the bottom of it with her. And, you know, I don't feel like until, you know, I come up with something on a scientific level, you know, I'm not going to be able to prove anything. She's not going to be able to prove anything. We're just going to be left in, you know, cold water going, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will keep researching her because
she's
an interesting subject.
You know who I wonder might actually be a good person to have, just in general, and I'm going to spitball two ideas here. One would be Tracy Ray, who is David Rontree's fiance.
Okay.
Because
what is her?
She's a psychic medium.
Right.
But she's an empath. She does, and not saying it for that, but she's also extremely knowledgeable in so many different realms.
Okay.
To have her, but... And also, I don't know if it's something that you'd want to do, which would be a direct tie to you on Terrifier, or if we do, like, a special night. Like, Kevin, you said Saturday nights are still open, right?
What did you say?
So, if we did, like, an off night to where it doesn't tie into anybody's show. So there's no direct contact. Like if her husband happened to check it out or somebody or something.
Oh, this one is not married. She's the single one, the open-minded girl. Like, she really wants answers, and she is willing to talk about it. She's willing to talk about, you know, what happened with her as a child. Like, she told me some crazy stuff about her mom. Like, she would wake up and her mom would be doing, like, devil worshiping, like, next to her bed and shit. Like, her mom was apparently a psychopath.
Yeah. I'd be 1,000% down if there's anything I can do to help out.
You know who might be a good person, too, is David. Her fiance, because Tracy's fiance, because he works with a lot of equipment that other people aren't using. So
yeah.
He might have an idea of something that, you know, I could get, we could get to, further the study.
I don't know if he would be, there's things that, you know, he kind of jokes about and kind of stays away from because he's more of the scientific and I've interviewed him.
Yeah,
I
but
know
that's
Dave.
Almost what we need, Kevin. I mean, really, to be able to help these girls and to prove it, we need some scientific breakthrough for them. You know, to either say, you know what, this is in fact sleep paralysis. When you're experiencing this, you're not, you know, it is something that's usually going on in your brain.
I can get some tech guys. I can get Jeremy that builds equipment. You know, he's strictly a paranormal investigator, been doing it for 12 years, and he could, you know, there's lots of possibilities.
Yeah.
I got to get off of here. I got things to do. We've been 45
minutes. We've been chatting. Okay. I'll talk to her, and we'll hook it all up, and we'll have an incubus night. And you know what? It really might open the door for other girls to call in, and maybe they have stories. And but it definitely is something I think that, you know, should be looked at for the help of those kind of girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, welcome to Full Spectrum Radio. I don't think I've ever gone to the last second of archive after a show.
Wow. Anyway, I'll have to listen to your show. Speaking of archives, I'll have to listen to your show because I'll be doing an interview the same time as the show. At 9:00 Central, I'll be on Para Encounters Network. Being interviewed on the DNS Paranormal Cruise show. And next week on Terrify, we have psychic medium Morgan Lynn will be on our show. And tomorrow's Full Spectrum with Matt and Dennis will be about serial killers. So tune in 8 p.m. Central Time for that show. It'll be a great show. I'm going to check it out for sure. On the archives. So that's pretty much it. Oh, I found this quote on Facebook. I was trying to say it like 30 minutes ago. This is just something funny for everybody, food for thought. What if every time you yawn on an investigation, a ghost put their dick in your mouth? There's just some food for thought for the night.
That kind of ties into our last, you know, 40-minute conversation that we've had.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go. Everybody have a great night, and we'll see you again next week.
All right. Good night, you guys.
Night.
Hey, Jody, real quick, I'm sending my cell number if you want to talk a little bit more about it.
I'm sending
it to you on Facebook.
I'll contact her tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, no, you can give me a shot tonight. I'm off work tomorrow, so.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good show tomorrow night. It's going to be a good one.
Yes. It always is with Dane and Mark Potts has a whole bunch of shit that, it's going to be nuts.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.